Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 27th, 2019. Today is Wednesday in the third week of Lent. This is a reading from the 8th chapter of John. Again, Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This verse of scripture reminds us of another set of themes that are often talked about in the Gospel of John. That is the I am passages, where Jesus says things like, "I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the vine. You are the branches. I am the resurrection. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the door." These I am statements that Jesus makes, again, the Jesus that we hear about in John's gospel is a Jesus who is very certain of his identity. And the people who would have heard Jesus would have recognized that these I am statements are making something of a larger point beyond the metaphor that Jesus may be using about being bread or the vine or the good shepherd. People would hear this phrase, "I am," with a direct echo of the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 20. You may recall that Moses encounters the burning bush on the backside of the desert. He turns aside to encounter the bush because the bush is burning but is not consumed, and God's voice speaks to Moses from out of the midst of the burning bush, and God calls Moses to deliver God's people out of bondage in Egypt. And during the discussion that Moses has with the Almighty, Moses asks God to give Moses God's name. "Who will I say sent me?" And the reply comes back, "Tell Pharaoh I am sent you." The King James Version translates that passage in Exodus, "I am that I am." Other Bibles translate it, "I will be who I will be." However that Hebrew passage is translated, this notion of God being the constant state of being, I amness, existence, being the very ground of existence, would have been within the consciousness of even the most sort of distant person of faith in Jesus' time, the person who maybe didn't practice Judaism as faithfully as they could, or didn't go to every particular festival or observe every fast, but deep in their being as Jews would have been this understanding that God is I am. And so for Jesus to say I am, regardless of what he appends onto it, in keeping with the rest of his teaching and the rest of his identification with God, his hearers would have heard what kind of a statement he was making implicitly in using the phrase, "I am." And this is why, again in the 8th chapter, after he uses that, the religious leaders say to him, "You're testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid." Why would they say that? Because to even intimate that there was some direct connection between him and the Almighty for an observant, faithful Jew would have been blasphemy. But Jesus continues this line of preaching and teaching that he is the reflection, the messenger of, the embodiment of God. I also want to call your attention in this passage, beyond the direct sort of I am-ness of it, again, we have one of those themes that keeps coming back from the first chapter of John. When John talks about Jesus in the prologue, he says that God's word becomes incarnate and that God's word is the light of all people. And that this light of God's word, Jesus, shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This light, this messenger of God, Jesus, this word of God incarnate, Jesus, comes to his own, and his own receives him not. We will revisit again this notion of light and darkness, light being involved and directly connected with God, darkness being estranged from God. We will come back to that theme again, particularly in the 9th chapter when Jesus heals the man born blind. But as I was reading this passage today, where Jesus says, "I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life," I couldn't help but remember one of my favorite hymns in the Episcopal Hymnal 1982. I didn't know this hymn growing up, but it has become one of my favorites. And I want to read the words to you as a final reflection today as we give thanks for Jesus being our light in the darkness. This is hymn 490. I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. God set the stars to give light to the world. The star of my life is Jesus. I want to see the brightness of God. I want to look at Jesus. Clear sun of righteousness, shine on my path and show me the way to the Father. I'm looking for the coming of Christ. I want to be with Jesus. When we have run with patience the race, we shall know the joy of Jesus. In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.